Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We are here live to address your questions and real-life issues and invite your calls to 1-800-677-9377. If there's something you'd like to talk about, call now, 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God offers true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and we invite you to listen and take part to learn how the basic gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's Basic Gospel. Now, here's Bob Christopher.
Well, we do welcome you to this edition of Basic Gospel. 1-800-677-9377 is the number to call right now. And please do so as quickly as you possibly can. I would love to hear from you and to interact with you and talk about whatever question you have on your mind. So again, that number is 1-800-677-9377. We've been talking about the Holy Spirit this month, the Holy Spirit's work in our lives. And we're going to take a turn and look at the giftings of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and why God gives us these spiritual gifts and how they are to be used within the context of the body. So if you have a question about spiritual gifts or really any other issue, go ahead and call right now, 1-800-677-9377. Ran across this quote in some of my studies on spiritual gifts. It's by Russell Moore. He says this: in the New Testament, we don't find our gift through self-examination and introspection and then find ways to express it. Instead, we love one another, serve one another, help one another, and in so doing, we see how God has equipped us to do so. The language that God wants to speak through us is love. That is the most important language that we find in the Word of God. God spoke that language to us. He demonstrated His love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. So we see that love of God being expressed to us over and over and over, not only in the New Testament, but in the Old. And as we get connected to the love of Christ, as we learn to abide in the love of Christ, as we learn to rely upon the love of Christ, we see that love pouring out through us. That is the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love. That's where it begins. All the others are just different aspects of that word, love. So that is the language that God wants us to speak, and He equips us with spiritual gifts to speak that language in very specific ways to one another. So if we will adopt the mindset that the greatest of these is love, and look to God to pour His love into our hearts, which He has done through the Holy Spirit, and trust Him to produce and enable us to bear that fruit of love in our lives, then we're going to learn what our true spiritual gifts are. And then we can really use those to serve the body of Christ. And that's what spiritual gifts are all about. They're not for self-edification. Spiritual gifts are there to build up, to encourage the body of Christ so that the body of Christ can carry out its mission in the world today. Paul put it this way in Romans chapter 12, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to attest and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. That's the introduction to his discussion on spiritual gifts, the fact that we offer our bodies as living sacrifices to the living Jesus, so that he can use us as he sees fit. And as he sees fit is going to be through gifts of the Spirit. So he says, just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not have all the same function, so in Christ we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the other. Certainly we are a part of something that is much bigger than ourselves. It's not an individualistic faith. It's a faith that it's to be expressed within community. And it says we have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Those are the gifts of the Spirit. Paul's going to add to that list in 1 Corinthians, in his letter to the Corinthians. But for now, we just want to concentrate on what he talks about here in Romans. So how do we express those gifts? As we offer ourselves as living sacrifices to Jesus Christ to allow him to use us as he sees fit. Well, this is Basic Gospel. Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Bob Christopher. Would love to hear from you. The toll-free phone number that you can call right now is 1-800-677-9377. Again, that number is 1-800-677-9377. And we're going to start today in Somerset, New Jersey, with Merrill listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Merrill. Merrill, you're on the line. Well, obviously, we need to put him on hold and see if we can get back with him. But let's go to Brooklyn and talk with Eugene. Hi, Eugene.
Hello. Hi. How are you, Rebbe, doing today?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm good in Christ today. Thank you. The reason I'm calling is because a certain congregation was preaching that if you don't have, if you don't get water baptized, you're not saved. And, you know, it's like an open Bible study. And I went in there with love, and I sat there and passionately spoke to the brother that was running the Bible study. And, you know, it's like we were going back and forth, but in a nice tone. But I just want you to expound on that, because I don't believe that. I think the water baptism, this is what I was trying to say, was just symbolic, symbolizes, you know, being born in the Spirit, you know. But could you expound on that so in the future I can have more wisdom on this topic?
Well, certainly will, Eugene. Baptism, John the Baptist came preaching a baptism of repentance that was done in water. And Jesus talked about that. He said in Acts chapter 1, starting in verse 5, for John baptized with water. That was his means of baptizing people. And it was really a point of identification. They had looked to the sacrificial system, the sacrifices of bulls and goats, as a means of gaining some sense of acceptance with God, of satisfying his wrath on their behalf. But those sacrifices could never do that. And so John came along and said, there's somebody coming that is going to take away your sins once and for all. And he says, I want you to identify with this plan of God that's going to be carried out in the person and work of Jesus Christ. And that was done through water. So he says, John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So the baptism that is truly important, that really stands out, is this baptism with the Holy Spirit. That's what enables us to come alive in Christ. When we are baptized with the Holy Spirit, we are regenerated, and then we are added to the body of Christ. Now, that's spiritual. That is a spiritual baptism, not a water baptism. And that spiritual baptism is the baptism that saves, basically. And it's entered into by faith. It's all by grace through faith. That's the way God has set it up. So it's this spiritual baptism that's important. Now, we can celebrate this spiritual baptism by water baptism. Water baptism doesn't save. It's not a part of the gospel. It's not in the equation. It's out of the equation. But it's one of those ways that we can celebrate what Christ has done. And so as we are immersed in water, we are showing to the world, it's kind of our public testimony, that I have been identified by God through His Spirit in Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. I have been placed into His death, I have been placed into His burial, and then I have been raised to walk in the newness of life through faith in Jesus Christ. So water baptism is simply a means of celebrating the spiritual baptism that took place the moment we were saved.
Amen. And my thing is, I just thought that it was very dangerous for someone to tie something along to salvation. Like, salvation should be a faith in Jesus Christ alone. And this is what I was trying to stress to the brothers, you know, that, you know, once you tie an act, like a physical act, to salvation, it's not unmerited anymore, you know. So I just pray that these brothers will be enlightened and understand, you know, because to tell somebody that you're truly not saved, what about the people that's on their deathbed and at the last minute give their life to Christ and then they pass, but they never went and got into the water? You understand? This just doesn't, you know, everything you're saying, I agree with, and this is what I have been saying. So it only encourages me. I thank you so much, brother.
Well, you are so welcome, Eugene. Thanks for your call. That was an important question. Well, let's try Somerset, New Jersey, and talk with Maurice. Hi, Maurice.
Beloved Jesus, praise God, mighty bless you, brother. How are you?
I'm doing well.
We always need to understand, praise God, and it's important. God continue to bless you to do exceedingly abundantly. Now, most important, when we always have to understand the Holy Spirit's purpose is to give us revelation, to give us wisdom, to give us strength to fulfill God's will and good pleasure, that the Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance and the first fruits, the pledge and foretaste shown to us. And I do not cease to give thanks for all of my brothers and sisters in Christ and also Israel, making mention of them in prayer. For as the Holy Spirit always wants you to pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that He may grant you a spirit of wisdom, revelation knowledge of the insight into the mystery and secret and deep intimate knowledge of knowing Him, by having the eyes of your heart flood with light, so that you can know and understand the hope which He has called us, and how rich is His glory, inheritance in the saints who set apart ones.
Well,
we
Maurice,
can know and understand.
Did you have a question? Did you have a question about that, or just
no?
Wanted...
I just had an answer about it. That's what the Holy Spirit always wants to do, to fulfill, so we can fulfill and understand the Word of God. Gives you wisdom. That's what Daddy does. He loves us. Abba Father always blesses us through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit.
Yes, He does. Yes, He does, Maurice. And that is that really is the good news of the gospel, that you know, Jesus Christ has come to abide with us in the person of the Holy Spirit. And I was thinking about this weekend, the fact that we have God's presence with us always. I mean, if we want confirmation that we've been accepted by Christ, if we want confirmation that we stand in right relationship with Him, I think that's it. God being with us, that is kind of the exclamation point that we are genuinely saved. The fact that He is living inside of us, that is such good news. And that's what I think we really need to rest in, the fact that God will never leave us nor forsake us, the fact that wherever I go, whatever I do, wherever I am in the very presence of God, and He is in my presence, and that is going to be a permanent union. It will never be broken, and it will be eternal in nature. So that's the good news. And this Holy Spirit, once He comes to live inside of us, He does all sorts of things inside of us. He's not waiting for us to ask Him to do things. He has a job to do. And as soon as He comes to live inside of us, He starts doing that job. And part of His job is to confirm. And that confirmation, that act of confirmation, tells us that we truly belong to God, that we are children of God, and that is such great news. The second thing He does, He starts renewing our mind. He starts revealing to us truth that will set us free. That's the job of the Spirit. In times of trouble, He comforts our hearts. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He gifts us so that we can take our place within this body and help build it up so the body can do its work. The Holy Spirit teaches us about the love of Jesus Christ. It takes the power of God in the person of the Holy Spirit to enable our minds to fully grasp the height and depth and length and breadth of the love of God and to know this love that passes knowledge. It's not a head knowledge, it's a heart knowledge of the love of God. And He says He's going to complete His work in us of conforming us into the image of Christ. That is the good news of the gospel, and that's where this Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit, is so vitally important for all of us to know. But Maurice, thanks for joining us today. I appreciate your encouragement and all the powerful things that you stated about the Holy Spirit. Thank you for sharing. Well, let's go to Jersey City and talk with Kenny, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Kenny.
Good afternoon, Brother Davis, and good afternoon, Brother Christopher.
Well, good afternoon to you. What's on your mind today?
I'm a long-time listener to your program, and I really appreciate what you're doing, and it's a beautiful thing that you are giving people information, letting them know the most important thing is for each and every brother and sister in the body of Christ to be as informed about the Holy Spirit, about the Holy Trinity. I'd like to give a few words of encouragement to a brother I heard speak last Wednesday. His name was AC from Brooklyn, who was married and is now divorced from his wife for 25 years, and they're supposed to be Christians. And I would just like to say to him, if he's listening, that many are called, but few are chosen, and you're not supposed to cast your pearls before the swine. This has happened to me before in my life there with my ex-wife there, and she's a Christian also. She's saved, and so am I. And I'm just like, God and the Holy Spirit is just giving me words of encouragement to let me know and let everybody else know that if you honor me, I will honor you on the day of judgment. So this is to my brother AC out there in Brooklyn. If you're listening, God bless you and your family. I never would ever try to tear anybody down, especially my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, because we're always supposed to lift each other up no matter what. But it's just strange how the devil still comes in and he still manipulates our brothers and sisters' minds and our emotions. And it's horrifying to see this and to know this, that this is still happening. So God bless you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Brother Davis and Christopher.
Well, thank you, Kenny, and thanks for your encouragement. I just appreciate so much that you're tuning in with a heart to serve. You're interested in the lives of people who call, and I just appreciate that so much. I think that's what is so wonderful about a talk program like this is when somebody calls in, we can all kind of join in and we can lift prayers for that person. And as you've done so today, you can offer words of encouragement. So God bless you for doing that, my friend.
Thank you so very much.
You are so welcome. You call anytime. Well, this is Basic Gospel. My name is Bob Christopher. We still have plenty of open lines available. If you would like to call and pose a question on today's broadcast, I invite you to do so right now at 1-800-677-9377. Again, that number is 1-800-677-9377. Also want to remind you that Basic Gospel is listener-supported radio. We rely on friends just like you to partner with us each and every month to bring the good news to people all around this country and around the world through the radio airwaves and through the internet. So if this ministry has touched your life, if this ministry has made a difference to you, will you pray and then choose to stand with us by making a financial contribution each and every month, we would greatly appreciate that. All the information on how to do so is at basicgospel.net. Just click the support link right there on the homepage. That's basicgospel.net, and follow all the information on how you can become a Basic Gospel partner. And this month, to say thank you, we have a wonderful CD entitled About Spiritual Gifts that we will send you as our way of saying thanks. Again, join the Basic Gospel team. Become a Basic Gospel partner today. A gift of $25, $50, $100 a month will mean so much to this ministry and will mean so much to those listening as they get connected to the love of Jesus Christ through the simple, basic proclamation of the good news of the gospel, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Well, let's go to Washington, D.C. and talk with Nancy listening to us on WAVA. Hi, Nancy.
Oh, good day. Hi. I think this is my first time hearing your show.
Well, welcome. We're so glad you've tuned in today.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't have a question. I love the Lord. I'm a believer. I was deeply affected by the last gentleman that just called. I am what is called a stander. My husband and I would be married 31 years this year, and we divorced 2 years ago. And I just needed to hear that gentleman because my husband and my daughter are staying at the house right now, and she said how Dad locked up the house because he went camping and barred the doors, and how we need to really lock up the house. Well, let God lock up the house. Does that make any sense to you? The family, the marriage. We need God in it, and otherwise the enemy just comes right in.
You're exactly right, Nancy. I mean, God in our lives is everything. I mean, that's what makes life worth living. Why? Because he becomes our life. That's the whole story of the gospel. When we trust what Christ did for us through his death, burial, and resurrection, what we get is Jesus Christ himself. He is the gift of God to mankind. And he makes his presence known to us through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And so when Christ comes to live inside of us through his Holy Spirit, everything changes for us, not just some things, but all things. As Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians, we have become new creations in Christ Jesus. The old is gone. The new has come. And we can rely upon him. We can trust him to carry us forward. Our hopes and dreams and all of those things are pinned to him, not ourselves, not on our ability to make things work and to pick up the pieces and make it all better. But our hopes and dreams are pinned to the Holy Spirit. He's the only one that is fit to carry out the job. And that's why we need to trust him in all things. But Nancy, I so appreciate your call today. I thank you that you scanned across the dial and you picked up the program. There was a reason that you did so. And I think that's going to become evident in time. But I hope you will continue to listen. I would like to put you on hold, and we're going to send you some information about the program and the ministry. And we're going to send you some resources as well that I think can be a big help to you. So, Nancy, we sure appreciate your call. Let me put you on hold right now. Well, this is Basic Gospel. And again, my name is Bob Christopher. Thank you for joining us on today's broadcast. We're talking about the Holy Spirit on tomorrow's program. Andrew Farley joins me, and he will be joining me the rest of this week. And we're going to have some really, I think, spirited discussions. And hopefully we'll be responding to many, many questions that come in to the program. The number to call if you would like to do so on tomorrow's broadcast is 1-800-677-9377. Again, we need people to stand with us. Basic Gospel is listener-supported radio. Stand with us, will you? Help us get this good news to as many people as possible, to connect as many people as possible to the love of Jesus Christ. All the information on how to support Basic Gospel is at basicgospel.net. We'll see you tomorrow at this same time.